this song I'm sure that you're all familiar with, How Firm a Foundation. There's a little history about this song and the verses of Scripture. We're going to have read here in just a moment here and so forth, but this was way back in 1787. Talk about the long pastorates. Mr. John Rippon was pastor of Carter's Lane Baptist Church in London for 63 years, beginning in 1775. He had been born in 1751, so he was in his mid-20s when he first went into the pulpit of Carter Lane Baptist Church, following his education in the Baptist College in Bristol, England. During the years of Carter's Lane, John developed a vision for a church hymnal, and he edited it, and he was assisted by Robert Keene. The resulting it was a selection of hymns from the best authors, and another fellow named Dr. Watts, and they put hymns with psalms and scriptures. And this was published in 1787. It was a runaway hit, and a lot of the Baptists throughout the world grabbed a hold of these hymn books, and these were some of the popular songs. And How Firm a Foundation was part of these songs. The unique power of this hymn is due to the fact that each of the seven original stanzas were based on various biblical promises. So there's four verses here that we're going to be singing here this morning, but I'd like for them to be read beginning with Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. We're just going to read one verse for each, and listen to the verses, and then we're all going to sing How Firm a Foundation. Brother?
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
And then Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
And then the third one is 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9.
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen. And then the last is Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's sing, brother. Yeah. Page number 153.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith.
Stand up here. promises.
Amen.
Amen.